Hello, Reverend friends. I'm glad to be on air again. I appreciate you very much. I trust that you are benefiting from the messages. May 13th, 2018 is International Mother's Day. The Women Fellowship of the Master's Vessel Ministry celebrates Mother's Day on that day. I want to use this opportunity to congratulate all mothers, more especially the mothers of the Master's Vessel Ministry in Nigeria and in diaspora. I also pay special tribute to my late mother and my wife in particular. Today's message is dedicated to all mothers, and its title is The Power of a Mother's Faith. The Power of a Mother's Faith. Our reading is from Matthew chapter 15, verse 21 to 28. Our Bible reading is from the book of Matthew chapter 15, verse 21 to verse 28. Then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from the region and cried out to him, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed." But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she cries out after us." But he answered and said, "I was not sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Then she came and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, help me." But he answered and said, "It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." And she said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered and said to her, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire." And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Let us pray. Almighty Father in heaven, we bless you for the mothers who have contributed a lot to the well-being of families. We thank you for mothers who have raised up valuable people in society. We thank you for women of faith whose contributions in community development cannot be overlooked. We pray that you raise more women of faith in our time. You raise virtuous women whose faith in you will bring glory to you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. The power of a mother's faith. God in every generation had always raised women whose faith had changed the course of life and saved their children and even nations. The context of our text is the story of a Gentile or Canaanite woman. The woman has come to Jesus to plead the case of her daughter. She knows that Jesus is the only one that can help her, and her faith becomes the key to the saving of her daughter. Her faith in our Lord Jesus Christ is a model for all mothers. This story illustrates the power in a mother's faith. I shall divide this message into four parts. Number one, we'll be speaking on the mother whose strength is in the Lord. Secondly, we'll look at the mother who earnestly prays for the children. And thirdly, we'll look at a mother who is contented in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the last point we'll be making is a mother who attracts God's blessings to her family. Number one, a faithful mother finds her strength in the Lord. See how she cried out to the Lord, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David." Jesus is her Messiah. Faithful mothers resort to the Lord in time of need and enjoy praising God when he visits them. Hannah had confidence in God. She spent time praying in the temple. At Shiloh, she suffered humiliation, mockery, and contempt from her neighbor. But she found strength in the Lord and ran to the temple. Who is your strength? I want to encourage our mothers, Christian mothers, find strength in the Lord. Some of you live below standard. Your prayer life is below standard. This is why some resort to diabolical means to counteract challenges in life. In Psalm 62, 1-2, the Bible says, "Truly, my soul silently waits for God. From him comes my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved." When Hannah received favor to answer from the Lord, she burst into praises, eulogizing God. In 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 1-2, she says, My heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. I smile at my enemies because I rejoice in your salvation. No one is holy like the Lord, for there is none besides you, nor is there any rock like our God. Faithful mothers rely or depend on God as the source of their strength. Number two, a faithful mother knows the spiritual needs of her children and prays for them fervently. Notice in verse 22 that the woman came out and was crying. Crying to who and for what reason? See her words. Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon. She had knowledge of the daughter's ailment and cried to Jesus for solution. There are mothers who actually cry, but their cry is not directed to Jesus, who has the answer. They cry, what kind of daughter is this? Every day sick. Will I die for you? It were better I had none. Why is God punishing me? Am I the only sinner in the world? This is misdirected cry. Faithful mothers are honest about the conditions of their children. Mothers must be honest in approaching God. We cannot play hide and seek with God. Crying unto God in prayer is an act required of mothers in our time. Oh, for sincere mothers who will cry to the Lord, save our children, heal our children, heal the land. God is in search of such mothers. I wish we can raise such mothers in our time. There are such mothers actually, but we need more in our own time. Can God count on you? What do you do on daily basis? Watch films, play games, etc. Let our mothers rise up and cry unto God for our sons and our daughters and for our land. Number three, notice that she was contented. Faithful mothers exhibit contentment. The Bible says, godliness with contentment is great gain. The Lord has said in response to her cry, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. Her response is, yes, Lord, yet even little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. This mother knew that Jesus came to preach to Israel, but since he had come to their territory, he can extend even some crumbs to her. Christ was not casting her away or scaring her away. He is the Savior of the world. The Gentiles were yet to benefit from him since he had not died on the cross, but she was satisfied with what she could get from the Master. Jesus never turns away anyone who comes to him. She was content on what he would give her. The Bible says, and I repeat, godliness with contentment is great gain. Some mothers are not contented with how they are, who they are, and this leads them to unimaginable evil lifestyles. Faithful mothers are contented while trusting God for better life in future. I call all our mothers to conduct a search of their heart. Are you contented? Are you on the side of emulation, envy, jealousy, etc.? Use this occasion to ask God for transformation of your mind and redirection to godliness and contentment. Number four, mothers attract God's blessings to their families. Faithful mothers attract God's blessings to their families. This truth is found in the residual blessings that flow to the family because of the righteousness of one believing parent. In 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 14, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 14, the Bible says, for the unbelieving husband is made holy because of his wife, and the unbelieving wife is made holy because of her husband. otherwise your children will be unclean. Her bold cry to the Lord brought healing to her daughter. The perplexities of years were terminated instantly. What a joy to the family. What peace descended on the family. Satan specializes in oppressing members of the families. One mother can bring deliverance to such a family. Sometimes it may require standing in the gap in prayer, interceding for God's intervention, bringing identificational repentance for wrongs done unto God by our children, and asking God for mercy. Job engaged in this act of repentance on behalf of his children always through sacrifice. Faithful mothers like Hannah bring blessing to the Lord, producing a prophet and a judge for Israel at a time the house of Eli has failed God was not a mean thing. It took a faithful mother to bring such a national blessing. The time we are in calls for faithful mothers. Mothers of faith, arise and shine. I call on mothers to awake to their spiritual duty. Beyond celebration and ceremony, the land is yearning for the prayers of mothers. While wishing you a sweet celebration, I call on children to celebrate our mothers. Those of you who have forgotten your mothers, kindly use this period to renew contact and celebrate them. Yet a better celebration is to allow Christ to rule over your life. Perhaps you just answer mother without the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. It will pay you to redress your steps through repentance and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Let us pray. Heavenly Father and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for our mothers as they celebrate the International Mothers' Day on May 13 this year. Bless them the more. Show them mercy. Heal those who are sick. Visit the barren ones. Raise helpers for the vulnerable ones. Link up their children to them. Give them hope this season. Prepare them for eternal life. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen.